time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Brady Bradford. He is the director of the Southeastern Utah Health Department. We're going to talk about making it through the year, how we did through the holiday, and what's coming up with the COVID research and as far as testing and vaccines and all of that stuff like that. Brady, thank you so much for coming in today.
It's a new year. It's happy to be here.
It is a new year. So let's see what's going to happen and what's going to change. And like you said, the first thing you said when you came in today is it's like everything changes every day. And I think we've gotten used to that now.
Yep.
So let's start talking about, you know, we made it through the holiday. Everybody kind of got what we expected through the holiday, but we're still kind of looking at that spike. So let's talk about that and when they're expecting to see that spike.
Yeah, so we would expect to start to see something probably Thursday through Saturday of this week to a general increase in numbers. And really mid next week will be the real measuring stick, so to speak, of you know, what the results of the holidays are going to be in terms of case increase for COVID statewide and locally.
And the one thing that we always see is the percentages. And we've talked about percentages in the past, but it's saying that the 30.8%, that's the number that Utah is at right now. Can we speak to what that number really means and kind of where Carbon County is, or yes, just the district is?
Yeah, so that means for those people that are tested, not necessarily... We don't take all the tests and then the positive rate. It's for those people that are tested, newly tested, and what their positive rate is. It can be a little bit confusing, but if you see that Carbon County tested 1,000 people in a week, for example, and we have 20% positive, it doesn't necessarily mean we had 200 cases. It means we take those that are new tests and how many of those were positive. But generally speaking... Carbon County, Emory County, and Grand County have trended in a good direction over the past 6 weeks. We were hovering about 30% in our positivity rate, and that's consistently dropped. Now we're at about 18. And certainly that varies a little bit from week to week, but the general trend has been a very good one.
And so we're headed in the right direction, and we really don't want to see that spike.
Absolutely not. I applaud... people locally. I know it's not been perfect, but I do feel like people have persisted in these good social distancing habits and mask use, and that's helped us project a little bit better.
Okay, and so the one place that has, and we've talked about this in the past as well, the one place where we have done fairly well is schools. Schools are not what we thought they were going to be, and let's speak to that for a moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were afraid that would persist all through the fall and into the winter, and we really have not seen the spread of disease in a school except in some predictable situations where maybe a team is practicing or playing together and very close and can't really have a mask on. There's been spread in situations like that, but as far as a classroom setting, the kids and teachers, I applaud them again, and I won't say there hasn't been any cases, but if there have been, they've been very, very minimal.
And then there are some places like USU Eastern that have taken precautions, and they're going to actually start later to get that 14-week period out of the, or 14-day period, excuse me, out of the way, and then kind of hopefully come back to campus and be ready to go. Now, with kids going back to school, there were a few changes that have happened, and you said that the health district itself was actually ahead of the curve on this one. So let's talk about a couple of those.
Yeah, so it's now a 10-day quarantine for cases and their family contacts, and a 7-day quarantine for those that are non-household contacts. And that's something we instituted right at the beginning of the school year, as we had seen the data just that day 10 through 14, there wasn't a lot of disease transmission happening. So that's helped a little bit get kids back to school quicker, a little bit less disruptive. And we are constantly looking at all of these policies to see what we can change to make it a little bit easier on the students and the teachers.
But all in all, the schools have done fairly well so far this year.
So far, yes.
And starting out in the last year.
We certainly hope that continues. There have been patterns we followed, again, with kind of athletics, but they've stuck to their guns, and it's paid off so far.
Very good. All right, let's wrap up and talk a bit about testing and the vaccine itself. Now, testing, it seems like, is happening pretty much everywhere every day. And for the most part, are these like the rapid tests or the wait and see tests?
So the great news is now most of the tests you'll get will be a rapid test. I know in our office, that's what we do. There's been Test Utah vans. You've seen those in the community, and they've transitioned to a rapid test. So within 15 to 20 minutes, you'll know results, and that's been very beneficial. There are some cases when it's necessary to send off a test and wait a couple of days, and so that still happens. But it's been beneficial. People can know really how to adjust their activities a lot faster. You know, people seem to be a little bit more willing to get tested if they know, or I'm going to know what's going on within a few minutes.
Right, because it always seemed like whenever somebody needed a test right then, can I go back to work?
Yeah.
Exactly. And now on average, it's, what did you say, 15 minutes for that?
Yeah. Although we'd still say, you know, if you're sick, we'd still say stay home until you're better. But there is comfort in knowing, hey, I'll have at least an idea of how long this is going to be really quick.
And I think that's another thing that people have kind of looked at is, you know, that's kind of helped is the fact that, you know what, if you are sick, just stay home. Stay home. There's no reason to go somewhere and make other people sick, too.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's wrap up with talking about the vaccine. You said you had some numbers that it had been delivered to the district itself and how they've kind of been handed out.
Yeah. So in our district, you may see numbers that say we've had 1,300 doses. Some of those went to the hospitals, Castleview and Moab Regional. The health department has received 700 doses. And those are to right now our non-hospital healthcare workers. We'll start to transition to more first responders here in the next little bit. But we've reached out to those offices, those individuals, to invite them in. There are some that are choosing not to get that. But all in all, we've seen a very good, not really much in the way of reactions to the vaccine. It's been a pretty simple and quick delivery. So we look forward to continuing to refine that process and invite more people in as we get a little bit more delivered to us.
And the other thing too is this is a double dose, right? So you go back and then you go back again in 28 days. Is that what it was?
Yes. And with that, all of those numbers indicate that the effectiveness of the vaccine is just north of 95%. So that's very good, but it is, and there are other vaccines where we get multiple doses, so it's not totally unusual, but it will be an adventure getting people in for their first dose and then reminding them to come back.
Them back in. All right. Now, the health department has set up a website for things that if they have questions and things like that, correct? They can go and look on this website?
Yes. And sign up for, we'll push out notifications. We haven't really pushed out a lot yet because there's not a lot of general public information yet, just based on the number of vaccines we've had. But that will be key as we start to open this up more to the public or different age groups. That's one major way we'll get information out.
Okay, and that's just on, is it a part of the health district's website as it stands?
Yeah, if you log on to seuhd.com, there'll be two red boxes, one with coronavirus information, then a vaccine information box there, and that'll lead you to that sign up.
All right. I've been speaking with Brady Bradford of the Southeastern Utah Health Department, and you know what? It's always good to get information out there. This is good information for the public, and you can always go to that website and check it out. Brady, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews just like this one, you can always go to our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.